With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana voters are being asked to amend the state constitution to spell out specific rights for crime victims. Supporters of Constitutional Initiative 116, or Marcy's Law, say that's important. Chuck Deneau is state director of Marcy's Law of Montana. Deneau says people accused of even the most heinous crimes rightly have important rights, including the right to an attorney, due process, and a speedy trial.
But victims in Montana don't have those same types of constitutional rights afforded to them. So that's what Marcy's Law is about, is to take some of the rights that already exist at the statutory level and elevate them up to the Constitution so that victims have rights that are on the same level as people who are accused or convicted of crime.
Deneau says those rights include victims being notified of major developments in criminal cases, when an offender's jail or prison status changes, and to be present at all court proceedings. But opponent Brad Cheetah, a Republican state representative, says CI 116 is ultimately a solution in search of a problem.
Marcy's Law is not filling a void. Marcy's Law is actually an attempt, and I think an erroneous attempt, but an attempt to try to strengthen and codify some of those things that already exists. So I think it's a matter of duplication, but not improvement.
Opponents call 116 bloated and vague. Brad Cheetah.
Marcy's Law expands the definition of a victim to include any person who suffers direct or threatened physical, psychological, or financial harm as a result of the commission or attempted commission of a crime, including family members and other representatives of the victim. Those are very, very nebulous terms that are going to be subject to potential lawsuits and clarification.
Marcy's Law State Director Chuck Deneau says 116's victim definition is intentionally broad.
To cover those cases where a minor might be involved and can't legally represent themselves, or somebody who's got developmental problems or dementia and can't legally represent themselves, so that some responsible party can fill the role of the victim for notification purposes and some of the other things that Marcy's Law provides.
Deneau refutes the argument that Marcy's Law tips the scales of justice too far in favor of victims.
That's what we've done over a long history for defendant rights. Things evolve. We started with a mere 99 words for defendant's rights, but over time that has really evolved into a pretty robust set of rights for defendants. Marcy's Law, we wanted to start out with a little bit more specificity, but still allow the court some latitude to fill in the gaps.
Maybe a little too much latitude, according to opponent Brad Cheetah.
District Judge Russell Fagg, said that at least one provision of the law is unconstitutional, and that provision guarantees victims the right to refuse an interview, a deposition, or other discovery requests, which flies in the face of a fair, speedy, and just trial for the accused of a crime.
That is probably the largest challenge.
Summer Steffen is Chief Deputy County Attorney in San Diego County, California. California voters passed Marcy's Law in 2008. She says concerns it clashes with existing constitutional rights are mostly overblown.
That's why you have courts that are trained to resolve those sorts of conflicts, to make sure that defendants' constitutional rights are protected and guarded while attempting to also advance victims' rights.
Steffen says adopting Marcy's Law was the, quote, humane and just thing to do for victims. She says it replaced a hodgepodge of statutes that varied by community and failed to honor crime victims with their own set of decency and rights.
Marcy's Law was a game changer in that its requirements became constitutional, a constitutional amendment, and thus, it rose to the top of priorities.
That does not reassure opponents like Brad Cheetah.
We need to look at how does it fit the circumstances of a state like Montana, because, we have 1 million people, a little over that, in the entire state. You look at some of the smaller cities, if you will, in the California area, and they have over 1 million people in those particular communities. So their circumstances are different than ours.
Marcy's Law is named for Marcy Nicholas, who was stalked and murdered by an ex-boyfriend in 1983. Her brother is Henry Nicholas, co-founder of the semiconductor company Broadcom. He has bankrolled most of Montana's $2.4 million I-116 campaign. As of early October, no ballot committee registered to oppose I-116 and no money reported spent to fight it. Chuck Deneau says Nicholas's ultimate goal is to amend the U.S. Constitution with the Crime Victims Bill of Rights. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.